Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being generous and recognizing God's desire that generosity is simply one of those characteristics that we live with, that we live by, that reflects the character of God. So throughout the week, we've been taking a look at different things the Bible says about the generosity that we ought to live with, and how being generous obviously benefits those that we're generous towards. But it benefits us, and that we become more and more like Christ. And our reflection of Him in our life becomes clearer to those who are watching us. And so today we wrap up the week's broadcast on this topic, focused in on thanksgiving and praise in generosity. Being generous in a way that results in thankfulness. Being generous with our thanksgiving and praise towards God and about the people around us. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11 says, "You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." As Paul writes, and he has a lot to say about being generous, about giving, about helping one another, about doing it all for Christ, as if every way that we're generous in is an expression of generosity directly towards Him. And because that's the type of generosity Paul would teach about, that's the type of generosity God has exhibited towards us and His Word teaches us to live with, the result that Paul is talking about ought to be almost natural. That we give thanksgiving to God. We give thanksgiving because of His goodness. The Israelites would pray to God when He supplied all that was needed for the building of the temple, for the construction, for the furnishing, for all that needed to be done. And their prayer would remark to God, "Who are we that we could be so generous?" With a recognition that all that had been collected for the glory of God was actually from Him to begin with. And they gave thanksgiving and praise to God because they knew He was the one supplying it. And as we live life, there are times where the generosity of others reaches us. And yes, we ought to be grateful to them for recognizing our need, for helping with our need as God's Spirit convicts them and challenges them to do. But more so, we ought to be thankful to God, recognizing He's the one that supplied the need, that supplied what was given, that even supplied the thought to do such a thing. And as we live life, God's desire is that we give in such a way that people know God's at the center of it. When Jesus tells us to let our light so shine that people would see our good works, He doesn't stop there. We like the idea of being generous when it brings attention to us. Now, we may differ greatly on what kind of attention we think we want. Some want a more public recognition, others more private. But at the heart of our flesh, of our nature, is we want to be noticed. And it's not that we're necessarily giving for the purpose of being noticed, but we kind of feel at least a tinge of sorrow if it's not acknowledged. But see, Jesus didn't stop with "let your light so shine that people see your good works." He says, "let it shine in such a way that they see your good works and they glorify not you, but your Father who is in heaven." A generosity that leads to thanksgiving to God, that leads to praise of God. And that begins when we willingly and openly acknowledge God is the reason that we have any ability at all to even look generous, to even act generous, to even be generous. And we fail when we allow ourselves to be solely credited with any generosity, any giving that we might do. We're involved. I'm not discounting that at all. Our response to God is important. Our generosity is, it ought to be, by His direction, by His leading, according to His example. But it ought to point people to Jesus. It ought to result in the name of Jesus being lifted up. And it comes, and I believe it begins with the one being generous. It begins with that acknowledgement. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14, we read, kind of was the head verse of this entire week's prayer focus. But this prayer, "but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand." And when we give generously with thanksgiving and praise that God has allowed us to do that, that He's made it possible for us to do that, then it helps those that may be recipients of our generosity to also give praise to God. Because we're acknowledging that. You see, when we give gifts to someone that aren't from ourselves, but they're from someone else, it's generally appropriate to make that known. If I'm invited to somebody's birthday party, and a friend of mine is also invited but can't attend, and they say, you know what? I can't attend, but I want to send a gift. Can you take it along? And I says, well, sure, I can do that. Now, if I go to that party and I give the gift of my friend and act like it came from me, the one receiving it is likely going to thank me. And I failed the one who really gave the gift. If I make it clear that this great gift is from someone else, I'm simply passing it along, I'll probably still be thanked for bringing it. But the greater praise, the greater thankfulness will go to the one who actually gave it. The one from whom it really came from. And so it's not saying that we don't have a part in it. It's saying we need to be careful that we're not doing our good works for the applause of people, because God says if that's our motivation, that's all we'll get. The applause of people is pretty fickle. It's pretty temporary. But instead, we give generously. And we do so with thankfulness that God has provided all that we have, including He provided all that we give. And through our attitude, this generosity that we choose to live with wells up in extreme thankfulness to God Almighty for who He is, for what He's done, and for what He will do. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. In Your love, You has given us great and incredible gifts. To some, You have given gifts of stuff, of financial prosperity, of accumulation of wealth. The expectation is that all of that is used in a way that brings glory to You. To others, those aren't the gifts that they were created to handle. But You've still given great and glorious gifts of mercy, of grace, of forgiveness, of love, of things that You still expect us to be generous with. And so, God, as we examine our own life individually, may we do so with thankfulness for Your generosity. And may our generosity towards others, may our generosity towards You always be a reflection of You as the source so that those who experience your generosity through us would be very deliberate and very quick to give you the praise, to be thankful for your provision. God, may we live life as those couriers, as those messengers who willingly pass along the things that you've called for us to share. And God, as we give praise and thanksgiving in the midst of generosity, may we always be generous in sharing about Jesus. That we would lift Him up in our words, in our actions, in our life, so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.